name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 18th of Jamadil Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the first of the month of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Baqarah, verse 231.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم.
And when you divorce women and they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to reasonable terms or release them according to reasonable terms. And do not keep them intending harm to transgress against them. And whoever does that has certainly wronged himself. And do not take the verses of Allah in jest. And remember the favor of Allah upon you and what has been revealed to you of the book and wisdom by which He instructs you. And fear Allah and know that Allah is knowing of all things.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Some people usually commit thousands of offenses, but to fly from the pressure of their innocence, or as they imagine to fly from the chastisement of Allah, they seek protection of some legal devices and cling to the apparent meaning of verses or ordinances. The Quran considers this style a kind of mockery to the revealed verses and the divine laws. This verb, unfortunately, is seen applied upon many of the ordinances, one of which is this very one of divorce.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وأطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
We look at divorce from the viewpoint of Islam. An agent for divorce is indifference of spouses towards one another and apathy and lack of passion in fulfillment of the needs of one another. Many divorces and deviations occur when a husband or wife is not sufficiently gratified. To prevent this, Islam instructs women to wear their best clothes when at home, make themselves up according to their husband's wishes, and display themselves with ardent favor. Moreover, Islam charges men to observe cleanliness and personal hygiene, style themselves, and show a handsome and warm demeanor for their wives. Another catalyst for divorce is misconduct, picking quarrels, and stubbornness in a husband, wife, or both. Statistics show that the prime reason for most divorces is behavior incompatibility of spouses. Islam strives to preempt these factors and strengthen the cornerstones of the whole institution of family by prescribing various rights and responsibilities for men and women. In addition, it advises against selfishness, autocracy, and advocates tolerance, forgiveness, and resolving differences with reason, fairness, and affection. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, our topic is going to be concerned with divorce in Islam. At the same time, we find that, those people in whose lives divorce is very frequent, they are psychologically and from the point of education, they are very unstable. Look at the lives of successful people. Okay, in the lives of successful people here and there in the world, provisionally, let's imagine that we don't believe in any religion. We are, talking in a religion-free way. those successful people, men and women, when we talk about them, when we study their lives and biographies, we find that they were not single people, they were not divorced, rather they had their stable families. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Today we'll look at a step to an Islamic divorce, and that step is divorce finalized. After the waiting period is over, the divorce is finalized. It is best for the couple to formalize the divorce in the presence of the two witnesses, verifying that the parties have fulfilled all of their obligations. At this time, the wife is free to remarry if she wishes. Islam discourages Muslims from going back and forth about their decisions, engaging in emotional blackmail, or leaving the other spouse in limbo. Thus, the Quran encourages a divorced couple to treat each other amicably and to sever ties neatly and firmly. If a couple decides to reconcile after the divorce is finalized, they must start over with a new contract. To prevent damaging your relationship, there is a limit on how many times the same couple may marry and divorce.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. As I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I, knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High. Allah الذي يهدينا جميعا, Allah الذي نعتز به جميعا.
This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Make time for self-care is one of the important tips to cope and move forward in the discussion of divorce. Self-care is always important, but when you're going through a divorce, it's even more necessary. Taking time to do things you love, yes, even if that means doing nothing, can make a world of difference. One of the great things about self-care is it can be anything you need it to be, from treating yourself to a massage or a little pampering, to going for a walk, to meeting a friend for coffee, to getting out for an afternoon drive, to making time for exercise. Doing something for yourself is especially important when you're trying to figure out how to deal with divorce.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah,
as discrimination against the divorcees. There is much discrimination against them. In a sense that, why were they divorced? How come they were divorced? I'm not saying it's not right for people to ask such questions and to investigate. But sometimes they genuinely were unlucky. Sometimes they were genuinely incompatible. Not every divorced person needs to suffer for the rest of their lives by not getting into another marriage. Let us give them a chance. Let us give them the common courtesy. Let us learn from the Ahlul Bayt. Two of the most important women in the history of Islam were divorced, were widows. One was the wife of Rasulullah, Ummul Mu'mineen, Salama. Salama, many of the wives, most of the wives of Rasulullah had previously either been married, were divorced, or they were widows. But one of the greatest of them, after Khadija, the greatest wife of Rasulullah was Salama. And her husband, Abu Salama, died in Uhud in the year 3rd after the Hijrah. Rasulullah married her in the 4th after the Hijrah. And many of the hadiths, including the hadith of Ashura, including the secret about the murder of Imam al-Hussein and the details of Imam al-Hussein and the soil from Karbala, was given to whom? Salama.
Dear friend, inshallah, we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before. But it hurts just like a thorn, a pain I never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. Mine said, don't be a fool. I need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know when my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile world.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and how about listening to a gem of a statement from Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the Immaculate Daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Modesty is the best and only jewel of a woman.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, regarding miserliness or bukhul. In this blessed tradition, the Imam alayhi salam says, Al-bukhlu jami'un limasawil uyub. Miserliness, the Imam says, encompasses all vices. وَهُوَ زِمَامٌ يُقَادُ بِهِ إِلَىٰ كُلِّ سُوءٍ. And it is a rein with which one is led to every defect. As you know, there are some good deeds or good traits which we can consider principles or roots from which spring forth other good deeds. In Arabic, sometimes they call these usulul karam, like the very roots of nobility or good deeds. Contrary to this, we have certain vices which produce other vices and lead to other vices. For example, in one of the traditions, it's been narrated that drinking if one were to put all evil deeds in a room and lock the door, the key to that door would be the consumption of alcohol. As an example. In a similar way, in this beautiful tradition, Imam Ali says that miserliness and bukhul is a vice which encompasses all vices, meaning it leads the person who's miserly to perform other evil deeds in order to in order to prevent other people from having and sharing his wealth. For example, a person might lie, you know, in order to prevent the, you know, other people from benefiting from the bounties that he's been given. You know, and the Imam also says it is a rein with which one is led to every defect. Like, for example, let's say that somebody comes to the door of a miserly person and asks for something in charity. A person might lie and say that, oh, I don't have anything for you today, you know, and he might commit a lie in this fashion. Or, you know, if he's miserly and he doesn't want to share his wealth, you know, or he wants to accumulate wealth, he might, you know, steal from a certain person and then lie about it. Now, these are all defects which might spring forth from miserliness. And this is why in another tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, Al-bukhlu arun, miserliness is a source of shame. Right? This is one of those traits which leads to the shamefulness of the person and his losing the nobility that he has. You know, everybody loves a very noble and a generous person, and his generosity is considered a very noble and respectable trait in contrast to miserliness. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is a great time that we are having again some of our friends from Sevier International School.
Except for one.
Yeah, students. Three of our friends from Sevier International School here. So they've joined us to help us hold these Quranic sessions. Everyone, thanks for being with us and thanks for listening to us. Okay, this time, inshallah, now, the students who are here, our friends, they will recite some surahs, okay, some verses of the Holy Quran, and the other ones will listen and fix their mistakes. If you found any mistake when they recite, okay, please comment, okay, or send us some messages that say, Mehdi made this mistake, Minhal got this wrong, Hadi got this wrong, okay?
Yes,
it's Mehdi's turn. Mehdi will recite Suratul Layl.
Shams,
Balad.
Shams,
Suratul Balad is too long. Okay, read Suratul Balad. So, brothers and sisters, no, Mahdi, our
okay,
friend.
Okay, everyone just be quiet and don't talk.
How old are you?
One. I'm 11.
11 years old. We'll recite Suratul.
He's 10.
No,
he's 10. When he come to school, he said to teacher, he's 10.
Okay. Yes, but I am 11.
Yesterday he turned 11.
No.
Yes? Yes, yes.
He's 10.
November 11, I came to school.
My birthday. Hey, Mr. Birthday. There is the microphone.
He's 10.
Okay.
So can I just explain it to him for a second?
So, Mahdi, 11 years old, will recite a surah with 20 verses. Ooh, this is very difficult.
Ooh.
Okay. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billah.
Okay, wait a second. What page is it?
Page 594.
Great, 594. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
أقسم.
الغلا. Yes, it is.
You
still
have the surah.
أقسم بهذا
البلد. Do you have?
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
Okay.
أقسم.
The قاف has a سكون. توقع القلا.
Okay. Do it.
لا أقسم.
أقسم.
You say لا أقسم.
You say أقسم.
He said أقسم. أقسم.
لا أقسم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
Read it again.
Masha'Allah. Read it again.
Every single time I read, he just
finds
a way.
Read it one قمري.
He finds a way to make a mistake.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
أحسن. بلد.
بلد.
قلقلة.
Okay. Pay attention.
بلد.
مهدي. You have to pay attention to these things. قلقلة. Alif maddi, waw maddi, yai maddi, ya, lean, and maqsura alif, dagger alif, tanween, tashdeed, these things, okay, sukun. So pay attention to them. Go on. Go on. They will make you old.
وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ
وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ
وَوَالِدِي قَلْقَلَ.
Yeah, بلد. The last ones.
وَوَالِدِي وَمَا وَلَد.
أحسن.
ولد. No.
Correct. That was correct.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
Will you read it again?
كبد.
لقد
خلق. You say كبد. كبد.
لقد.
No.
كبد. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
أحسن.
Nice. كبد.
Correct.
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد.
أن.
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 أيحسب
أن
because تشديد is on the top of لام you have to join okay
أيحسب
you will study this is called إدغام rule okay you will inshallah study so أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
أحسن go on
يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا
okay أهلكت دي يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا So do not read fast, okay? Let's read a little slowly.
أيحسب أن لن
Again,
أهلكت. أيحسب أن لم يره أحد.
يره
أحد.
يره أحد.
Yes.
ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا
عينين.
Again, read it.
ألم نجعل له عينين.
Not fast. Don't escape. Don't run away, okay? Nobody's there. Nobody's following you, okay?
My dog is not gonna eat you.
ألم نجعل له عينين
أحسن
عينين
finish then
عينين finish ولسانا وشفتين
أحسن
وهديناهن
Wait a second عينين What is the rule?
عين
Lean, yeah, yes?
عينين
ولسانا وشفتين
See sir, I picked this soda because I'm smart
Very no. good So it's smart, if you are smart, you have to get them correct
If I was smart, I would have passed my math test
But he got 26 out of 23 okay. 26 out of
Oh, don't say the secrets Shh, Don't reveal the secrets Go on, read it again ألم نجعل له
ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا
عينين stop there because
ألم نجعل له عينين
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 hey one second the last part of the ayah you have to prolong عينين ولسانا وشفتين
ولسانا وشفتين
no
شفتين The last part of the ayah okay. because
let
you
let
make
me
a pause.
Explain so you guys stop.
Dain.
Wali. Okay. Wow and fatha. Li.
No, there is no rule. Go on.
Wali. Wali sa.
No need to explain. Read it.
Because you guys don't listen.
Sir, because you made mistake.
Sir, read it.
No, Li. No. Wali.
ولسانا
وشفتين
simple
That's correct Mahdi says correct That's correct Mahdi Just recite We'll fix the mistakes If you have
ولسانا وشفتين
Not fast Mahdi slowly
I'm saying it
Slowly Calm down
ولسانا وشفتين
Yes Next ayah
وهديناهن
نجدين. No, it's not ra sound. It's jim sound.
Wait, but sir,
it's jim sound.
It has a qalqalah roof.
No, I know. It the sound is jim, not j.
وهديناهن نجدين.
نجدين. Not
نجدين.
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 قلب بالحق تعلق. وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
Okay, next ayah
فلق تحم العقبة
أحسنت
وما أدراك ما العقبة
ما شاء الله
فك رقبة
أحسن
أو إطعام في يوم ذي مزغبة
أحسن
يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة
أحسن
ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة
Okay, look, sometimes you're lean, we said yes?
Yeah.
Instead of you're sometimes wow is there again. Fatha then wow. وتواصوا أو أي أو again the same sound okay أي أو so وتواصوا
وتواصوا sir there is a word
read it
وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة
ما شاء الله
أولئك أصحاب
No. ألف مدي.
أولئك أصحاب الميمنة.
Okay, tell us. أولئك. Hey. أولئك. So is it ألف مدي ألف or dagger ألف or مكسورة ألف مدي.
أولئك.
No, dagger ألف or مكسورة ألف or complete ألف.
Let me see.
Dagger ألف. Dagger ألف. Good.
أولئك أصحاب.
Are you sure it is dagger ألف?
Yes, it is.
No. Mad and dagger ألف.
Mad and dagger.
أولئك أصحاب الميمنة.
ميمنة. ميمنة. No.
أولئك
أصحاب الميمنة.
Look, Mahdi. We learned lean ya because of this. Don't say ميمنة. That becomes wrong, okay? It does not have kasra. That's ميمنة.
ميمنة.
Yes.
أولئك أصحاب الميمنة.
Great, that's correct.
والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة.
Great.
عليهم نار عليهم نار مؤصدة.
مؤصدة.
Because there's a.
Thank you so much. MashaAllah. 20 verses you just recited, yeah?
So I've known the surah like for ages, about 1 year.
That's great.
My 8th year in Canada.
Minhal Hussain. Minhal Hussain, inshallah, will recite. What surah you want to recite?
Surah Al Baqarah?
That's more than
Malaj. Ali
Imran, I don't.
Okay, what surah?
What Zuha.
Surah Al Nur.
What duha we practiced. So any other surah? Pick any other surah.
مثلا نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح من المصباح فيه.
هم كوسا.
الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يقدم من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية.
Okay. ما شاء الله. You understand, you know.
Can you recite Surah Zalzala? Page 599. Yeah, page 599.
599.
We have Alif Maddi here. Okay, we have too many examples. Any of them. Surah Zalzala or Suratul
Adiyat. I think I'm going to Suratul Shams.
Recite Suratul Qadr. Inna anzalna hariya. Inna anzalna.
Where is it?
We don't have much time, okay? Everyone,
so
listen to
Qadr.
Listen to Minhal Hussain.
Which page Qadr?
598. Suratul Qadr.
Yeah.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul Qadr. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billah min shaytanir rajim. I said wrong.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في
First mistake إنا There's a med
Sorry, it was a small I didn't saw it إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
ليلة
ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر
وما أدراك ما ليلة
وما 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 أدراك ما وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
لي أوكي لينيا ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر
no ليلة القدر
there's an ألف مدي right on the meme do you not see that
أم قلقلة دال قلقلة
he will be a very curious teacher
because
when we go outside He knows what to do with you. Be careful.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
Okay, ليلة القدر. Next ayah.
ليلة القدر
في ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر What is this?
خير
من ألف شهر.
أحسن. Next ayah.
من ألف شهر.
تنزل الملائكة وروح.
والروح.
والروح.
والروح. فيها بعد
بإذن ربه من أمر
من كل أمر
كل أمر
سلام
سلام سلام علي
نو سلام عليكم نو
سلام يا
سلام
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 يا
حي
هي هي
so can I just say the ayah
لعين النفس
فجر صدق الله
صلى علي والذين
what
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى
علي العظيم
We just you just bombard him with a lot of mistakes okay just let him read
so
thank you so much alhamdulillah we practiced many surahs and we learned a lot of new things today so at the end we really thanks to IRIB English Radio, right?
IRIB.
And also Sever International School, also the students.
Do you remember the first?
Thank you so much.
The first Inshallah,
make
dua.
Okay, include as you make dua every day. Okay, please make dua for the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, May Allah hasten the reappearance, and also may Allah Almighty give us again the chance to stay and continue these kind of lessons, inshallah. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for being with us. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma Muhammad
wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, my guests in the studio, talking about the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the Movie Critique Program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. Last session, we started criticizing the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. This new American movie, the 2021 drama film directed by Richard Coral. Well, let's take a listen to a part and we'll be back coming up with the question.
You see him?
Who?
God. Do you see him?
Come on, Sarah, it's not funny.
There.
Show me where he is.
You don't see him? He's floating over the water.
Sarah, we have to go.
You just listened to a part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, the 2021 American Christian drama film. In this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Brother Hussein, can we see God? Because the girl in this movie claims to have seen God, right? And he spoke to God. God? Is it possible to see God?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The short answer is no. According to, Shia Muslim sources, no. Some Sunni, sects believe that, we can see God on the Day of Judgment, I believe. But in Islam, it's generally a frowned upon, topic because, Allah says in the Quran that, you can't see me. He doesn't have any physical attributes or, he isn't made out of light or any physical or material
thing.
What's
wrong with seeing God? Because God spoke to certain people that we call prophets.
Well, he spoke to them through angels, and even when,
directly, like to God, for example. That's why we call Moses.
Yeah, well, he
like
created
Kalimullah.
Of course, he created a voice for him, according to Islamic sources.
That was a direct voice from God.
Yeah,
that
well,
was
he
not
created
the angels
directly
or anybody else.
Yes, that's why he's called Kalimullah, right? The person who speaks to Allah directly, because
yes.
Allah created a voice specifically for him, and of course. Allah doesn't have a voice that we can hear through our ears, because then that would defeat the purpose, right?
Yes. Sayyid Abdullah, we have sources like from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that he says that I've never worshipped a God that I haven't seen.
Mm.
What does it tell you?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, there's two types of seeing. There's a seeing of the eye and there's a seeing of the mind. So sometimes something is so clear in your mind that you don't require to be outside. For example, right now you have a mother and a father, right?
Yes.
They're so real to you in your mind, in your system, that you don't need to see them to believe that they exist. You just know they exist. Now, if I ask you to prove that your mom and dad exist, I'm like, dude, I don't need to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I'm the example of their existence, and they are, exist. So that sometimes this is one form of knowing or seeing through the mind.
Yes.
And the seeing through the eye. So obviously through the eye is very limited. You only can see up to the horizon, wherever your eyes stops. That's limitation. When Amir al-Mu'minin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I saw him, and then he obviously the people said to him, also, you see him like literally? He said, I think if I remember. I said, the eyes of the inside, the insight, saw
intellect.
Him first. The intellect saw him. Not the eyes, the eyes that you see with.
Or the eye of the heart.
Or the eye of the heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the creator, right? He created the sight. So the sight cannot comprehend Him. So that which is created cannot understand the creator. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So always is limitation. So how could my eyes, who are created by Allah, be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which is a logical impossibility for Allah to be seen by His own creation, or His creation be able to comprehend the creator, which is, is very stupid. But then again, as a theological argument, depends on your faith. If you're a Christian, then your God is a man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Hindu, for example, your God could be a cow, a monkey, or a rat.
Yes.
It depends. Obviously, you can see them. So you would want to see them because you believe your Lord is a man. And in this case, in this movie, her God was a man who was wearing jeans and a short.
Yes.
And she saw him.
That was so off-putting.
Yeah, and it's very natural for them to see God or even to ask to see God. When you come to Muslims, for example, you would not find one single Muslim says to you, I want to see God. Because we know it's an impossibility. It's a logical impossibility for him to be seen. Mm-hmm. So we don't ask that question that I want to see him.
I see.
If anything else, I want to see the signs of God. Yes, Allah in the Quran says, if a jambu rufi anfusiyin, for example, or ful afaq, let them look into themselves and in the horizon, then they will see God. We see Allah through His creation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know your mom and dad exist for sure, 100%, because you exist.
I see.
And okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a listen to another part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and we'll be back criticizing more.
Okay, so the coolest thing happened at the lake today.
Yeah, like what?
Me and Danny and Cindy went fishing. Well, they did. I didn't because I found a dead bird. And then I prayed. And then I saw God, and He brought the bird back to life.
What?
It really happened, Mark.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
You saw God, and then brought a dead bird back to life.
No, I didn't. God did.
come on, you're playing with me.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program. On IRIB English Radio, we are still criticizing the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. And let me ask you, Brother Hussein, about this part that they're talking about miracles. Why can't some people believe in miracles? They think that saints, you know, or such people, prophets sometimes mystics, are crazy, and they're trying to justify it for the other people, to just prove the point that they have something extraordinary that the other people do not share.
So, to answer that question, I'm going to cite an article by a Japanese person. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. He says that according to the 18th century Scottish philosopher David Hume, miracles are violations of laws of nature. Okay, so without violating the laws of nature, it is impossible for anyone to turn water into wine or resurrect the dead, or, you know, etc. So what he's trying to say is that some people don't believe in miracles,
mm-hmm.
For the sheer fact that, you know, they can't feel or see or, you know, hear them, you know, using their five senses.
Yes.
They just can't comprehend it. It's the sort of stubbornness. But, you know, there are people who aren't like them. They're more open-minded, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And who can really accept that, you know, things can happen if God wants them to happen. And, you know, it really ties back to, you know, how religious a person is or how much they believe in the existence of God and his power.
I see. Okay, let's take another part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and we'll be back criticizing that part and the whole movie.
Weren't we always taught that if someone wrongs you, to turn the other cheek?
Well, we were certainly taught something about a cheek. Maybe that guy can tell you more about it.
You just listened to a part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Sayyid Abdullah, we have the idea of turning the other cheek in Christianity when it comes to defense.
Yeah.
Is that the right form of defense, really?
That's absolutely the wrong form of defense. There is no logic in that. If someone slaps you, slaps you on the right, give him the left, or the left, give him the right. That's just stupid. It's stupidity at its best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the mu'mineen, the believers, they have karama, they have dignity in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he doesn't want anyone to come and take that dignity away from them, for them to be insulted, for them to be hit, or for their rights to be taken. Allah does not accept that for his believers. And as a believer, you have every single right to defend yourself in every way. Defend yourself, defend your family, defend your land, defend your house, and so on and so forth. So we've been asked to actually fight back,
exactly.
Not to be oppressed,
to
let someone,
exactly.
Let someone else become the oppressor. No. What this concept, I think this is a misunderstood concept, even maybe in Christianity, is that, for example, me and you were friends, right?
Yes.
We're brothers, we could be related. We, you know, we have something going on for us, and sometimes you do something wrong by me, like you do something, you do a mistake, you speak about me, I don't know, you say something about me, or you take my rights. I say, you know what, because he's my brother, because I will forgive him.
Yes.
So forgiving you,
slide.
I let it slide. You know, there's no need for me to come and turn it into an argument or into a fight. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forgive, you know, let
yes,
it go.
Exactly.
Be nice to each other. But Allah's not saying that if someone takes you right, or someone comes to hurt you, let
oppress
them.
You, be oppressed.
Yeah, or be oppressed. That's just nonsense. That's just not logical at all.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay, let's take another listen to another part of the movie, The Girl Believes in Miracles, and we come back with the question about that part.
Here you go.
Thanks, Doc. So listen, Doc, you really think he's got a chance, right?
Look, I can't explain what happened in there, but severed nerves and spinal cord can't regenerate, and I just don't want to get your hopes up too much.
Oh, hey, Ben. Hey, is it? That's Dolores Clark from Channel 12 News, right?
Yes, she's one of my patients.
Mom? Look at him! He's standing! He's
It's a miracle. Oh my God.
Isn't that the Miller boy? I did the story on him last year when he was hit by that car. I thought he was never supposed to walk again.
He wasn't.
It was Sarah. Sarah Hopkins. She speaks with God. She brought a bird back to life. And Albie Bronner's dog. And now, she's helped me.
You just listened to a part of the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Brother Hossein, is healing or curing possible? Can it be considered as a kind of miracle? And obviously, in this movie, the girl has the power to cure some of the disabled. Like that story with that person with the spinal cord injury,
mm-hmm.
All right, which is cured despite no academic explanation. And the doctor doesn't really comprehend and doesn't believe in the miracles.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you really have to take it in perspective. How did this cure happen?
Mm-hmm.
What type of, you know, like what events led to the person, you know, being healed? How was the healing process? You know, in the way that the movie presented it, it was very, you know, she prayed to God and there you go. The person was healed. But in real life, I feel like it's more complex than that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Allah says, اتَّبِعُ الْأَسْبَابِ, which means you have to use the means to achieving the results that you want to achieve, right? Of course, praying and being sincere is an important step. And believing in Allah and His, you know, His power to heal you is an important step. But the fact that that you need to use the tools to heal yourself really shows us that, yeah, miracles are possible, but not every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Usually that stuff like this doesn't happen unless it's via the hands of a person Allah has trusted, like a prophet or mm-hmm. an apostle.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, signing off.
Is Sarah Hopkins a miracle worker?
It's about to turn her world upside down.
I don't think I can take this much excitement.
Yeah, hold on to your hat. There's going to be a lot more of it.
It's not possible. You're beginning to catch on.
We are with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please.
Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters out there, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.